Think about your five closest friends. I mean, really think about them, because a massive body of psychological research suggests that right now, your brain is actively adjusting your ambitions and your habits to perfectly match theirs.
Yeah, it's terrifyingly automatic, actually. Your
Yeah.
brain is just constantly seeking equilibrium with your social environment to, conserve energy.
Exactly. So welcome to the deep dive. Today we are looking at day 7 of week 16.
Yeah, we made it to Law 16.
We did. And that law is keep your true friends to people who you want to be a little more like in some way.
Right, and our mission today is strictly to prepare you to build your final Module 16, the long-term code.
And since we've been doing this work right alongside you, we're actually cracking open our own personal practice stacks for this final module. As a psychologist, I tend to look at this through the lens of group norms.
Right, the social pressure side of things.
Exactly. So for my day 7 stack, I chose Jim Rohn's quote, "You are the average of the five people you spend the most time with." To me, that's a pure social pressure mechanism.
We just adopt the baseline of our tribe to belong,
I
right?
absolutely do. So my DeSille point is that upgrading your life requires getting, well, ruthlessly honest about your own weaknesses. You have to do that before you can spot who can actually teach you to fix them.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
So, what did that lead to for your code rewrite?
Well, I wrote, "I need to spend my time with people who raise my standards." But I have to ask you, as a neuroscientist, is this deeper than just social pressure? Like, is my brain actually being rewired by, say, my lazy friends?
Oh, absolutely. It is not just peer pressure. It is physical biology.
Wait, biology? How so?
Well, when you watch a friend complain or just settle for less, your mirror neurons literally fire as if you are doing it yourself.
Oh, wow. So just by observing them.
Yes, you are literally simulating their mediocrity in your own brain, which cements those exact neural pathways.
So I'm reinforcing my own bad habits just by being in the room.
Pretty much. Your brain is a prediction machine that loves efficiency. Being around familiar behaviors, even toxic ones, well, it costs very little cognitive energy.
Right, it's the path of least resistance.
Exactly. And that's why my own distill point is that human beings are built to instinctively adapt to the social norms and habits of the people they spend the most time with.
Which makes breaking away from those people incredibly exhausting.
You are literally fighting your own biology. Breaking those established neural pathways burns immense energy.
You can't just passively hope your circle improves.
No, you really can't. That's why I use Seneca for my quote today. Associate with those who will make a better man of you.
I love that one. Did that drive your code rewrite?
It did. It led directly to my code rewrite, which is limit my time with people who reinforce my weaknesses. Because you have to physically force your neurobiology to adapt to higher standards.
And because breaking those pathways costs so much physical energy, that active resistance is exactly why your final task for Module 16 requires active repetition.
Right, the daily rituals.
Yes. Before you move on, you need to do your 3-times-a-day ritual and your bedtime question one final time for this module.
But before you do that, I think we need to take a deliberate pause here.
We definitely do. We need to congratulate you.
Absolutely. Because completing 16 weeks of this isn't just some nice milestone. From a neurological perspective, you have actively resisted your brain's desire for lazy efficiency every single day.
And that is exceptionally rare. Most people will never achieve this level of deep work.
You have done the heavy lifting. And because of the mathematical combinations of all the quotes and distills and codes you've chosen over these 16 weeks, your personal stack is completely unique.
Yeah, we're talking over 430 sextillion combinations. It is as unique as the stars in the cosmos. Your daily review is entirely yours, so keep doing it.
Definitely. And tonight, because you're shifting into long-term maintenance, you need to change your mental hack at bedtime to exactly this.
Oh, right, the new bedtime hack.
Yeah, it goes like this. I can't wait to start really building a better life tomorrow. I'm excited about the discoveries it will lead me to.
That is perfect. We will be back one more time tomorrow with an overview of how to continue growing long term using your highly personalized stack.
So as you finalize your code today, just remember, you've spent 16 weeks building a brand new neural highway.
And starting tomorrow, it is time to choose who gets to drive on it.